You want to do a little pump it or dump it?
Yes, please.
All right.
Pump it. Clean the cleanse.
I was going to say, cleanse you from a Matt Canada traumatic experience that was all coming out on the air related to Kenny Pickett. All right. A couple other news items coming out. We decide if we should pump it. We're with it. Pump it up. Or we should dump it.
All right. First up, live animals as a prop.
All right, what do you mean live animals as a prop?
This comes up because Florida got a commitment from a four-star receiver, Aiden Mizell.
Okay.
And not only did Aiden, there were no hats on the table, Joe.
Yeah.
The table was set up. There was a backdrop set up at his high school. He comes out carrying two live gators, one under each arm, to signify he will be taking his talents to Gainesville to play for the Gators.
I don't like that.
Their mouths were taped shut. They were about like 3-4 foot gators.
Nah, I don't like that. Man, let the gators live, man.
When they were alive.
No, I know. No, just put them back in the freaking swamp and let them do their thing.
You don't want to come charging out with an elephant when you commit to Alabama?
Like, what, you want an NC State recruit to come out with an actual live wolf?
Yes.
That's going to end badly.
Not the dog. Not the fake dog that looks like a wolf.
Not the Tamaskan whatever it is.
No,
it's a cute dog. It's a handsome dog. But you need a live wolf.
What about Carolina? You're okay with the Ram? I mean, like, what is the issue?
I would be okay with it if the player came out, slapped the bag, and announced that they're going to Carolina. Just saying. Put some respect on Ramsey. I don't even like what they do to Ramsey's half the time. I know Ramsey's eats well, but, like, painting the horns, all that stuff, it's whatever. Now, I say this having visited Mike the Tiger at LSU.
You did.
That dude lives like a king. The lion's technically the king of the jungle. Mike,
the Bengal Tiger.
The Bengal Tiger is living large in his pen. He's got the running water. He's got foliage. He's got a gigantic exercise ball to bat around like it's a cat toy. It's crazy.
I might be with you because I don't like it when they trot Uga out there. He just seems so miserable.
Yeah, man. Like, all Ramsey wants to do is eat and chill. Not be there on the sidelines.
He probably wants to do one or two other things, too.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Leave that to another time.
All right. I'm going to dump that. I don't want live animals. I'm dumping it.
I'm pumping this. I love it. I can't wait to see what Aiden Mizell does.
Pump it, dump it. What's next?
Okay, next one. Unlimited transfers.
Oh, I'm pumping this up. Let them. Let players do what they want to do, man. Let them do what they want to do. Coaches can come up, up and leave. They can go to different jobs, all that kind of stuff. If they feel like they can have a better spot somewhere else, get reps, get play time, whatever it is, better situation, I'm okay with it. Arbitrary rules on transfers I find somewhat silly.
I want to dump this, and it sounds like so will the NCAA. Mm-hmm. The board of directors are going to vote. They were going to vote on a rule that would eliminate prohibiting multiple transfers on Wednesday. But according to our friend Nicole Auerbeck at The Athletic, this vote is not going to pass according to multiple transfers.
Okay.
You'll still be allowed to have the one-time transfer without any sort of penalty.
Sure.
I don't like the... here's the thing. I don't want unlimited transfers.
Why not?
I want them to professionalize college sports. I want contracts. Then you can do whatever you want.
Then
you want to give me a one-year deal? Fine, you gave me a one-year deal. You want to give me a four-year deal? That's how you're going to control player movement.
You cool with trades?
I'm totally okay with trades.
All right, I was going to say, at this point, it's kind of acting that way?
They're acting like they can do something without, again, we talked about the NFL not having to follow the rules, having an actual arbiter say, no, you got to follow your rules. College needs an arbiter to come in and say, guys, this is ridiculous. You know, that's what the Supreme Court tried to tell them. You can't just say you're not paying players because you've never paid players. That's not a reason. So I am pumping this because I would like to see more structure in college sports, not less.
All right, pump, dump. What's up?
All right, the next one, immaculate innings.
This feels like a totally made-up baseball term to me. Have you heard of an immaculate inning before?
No, this is the first time I've heard. I've heard of a perfect inning, perfect game.
So I my guess at what an immaculate inning is would have been three pitches, which I believe the Bulls just had one of these innings where a guy literally only pitched three times. That seems like the minimal amount of work to me, but not according to Major League Baseball. Angel starter Reed Detmers last night, Joe, 9 pitches, which means he struck out the minimum batters that he could face in the minimum number of pitches. Only the 4th immaculate inning in the majors this year, Joe. And according to the AP, the 109th in baseball recorded history. I am dumping the immaculate inning. To me, three pitches should be the immaculate inning, not nine.
I'm okay with it. Baseball likes having their arbitrary fun facts and things like that. It sounds very baseball to me. So I'm going to pump it up. It's very baseball.
It is very baseball.
It wonders why it's in the position that it's in. It's reasons like that. All right, pump it, dump it. What else?
All right, Ric Flair wins last match.
Of course he did.
73 years old, locks Jeff Jarrett, double J, in the figure four, Nashville, allegedly 10,000 people in the building.
Yeah.
I'm dumping this. There's been so many times we've seen Ric Flair's last match.
Yeah.
Only reason I'm dumping this because you know he's going to wrestle again. But he even cut his forehead. He got the color for the match.
Good for him. Good for him. I'm pumping it up, man. It's like, what are your retirement goals? Like, I'm enjoying retirement. I'm going to take a trip to Europe. I want to go. Like, my dad, he's really hell-bent on taking in an entire Cardinals spring training down in Jupiter, okay? And if this is how Ric Flair wants to celebrate his retirement in his old age, it's how he wants to go out.
But he had his retirement match 20 years ago, 30 years ago. He just keeps having the last match.
Hey.
The guy doesn't retire ever.
How many times has Rolling Stones come back? I'm just saying.
They don't actually say they're retiring, do they? Do they call it the final tour?
You know what I mean? Like, Elton John's technically doing his final tour.
Yes.
I believe he had his final tour like 15, 20 years
He's
ago.
And Kiss.
Well, they're both broke.
Well, yeah. There's that too. That's right. Kiss. I mean, how many
Kiss
final
has
tours?
Like 20 final right. tours.
I remember going to see Nine Inch Nails in 2009 in Charlotte, and it was the Wave Goodbye tour. Nine Inch Nails as a touring act was done. Guess who I saw in 2013, and guess who just came through Red Hat Amphitheater
was
in
it
April?
Trent Reznor, or was it actually Nine?
It was
Inch Nails.
Nine Inch Nails.
So we've talked about this before. Is there more to Nine Inch Nails than Trent Reznor?
Well, now it's added Atticus Ross as a partner. Okay. So, but yeah, don't get me started.
Okay.